You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Clothes shopping can be difficult when you have a visual impairment, even more so when you're buying online. Amna Alakmani is a PhD student at Sheffield University who's conducting research into the problems blind and partially sighted people face when shopping online for clothes. Amna, thanks for joining us.
Hi, thank you for inviting me.
Can you tell us a little bit about the research that you're doing at the moment?
Well, I'm working on a project that tackles the restrictions on online shopping websites and enhance the online shopping experience for visually impaired and blind people, or VIB in short. So I plan to do the research by conducting three stages. The first stage is to collaborate with the VIB community and obtain deep knowledge into the online shopping issues. And then in the second stage, I plan to leverage machine learning techniques to develop an assistance system to mitigate some of these online shopping issues. And then in the third stage, where I'm going to collaborate again with the VIB community, seeking their help to recruit the assistance system.
And yeah, you're looking for some help from the visually impaired community with your research, is that right?
Yeah, that's right. We are offering a £10 Amazon voucher for people who are willing to take part in each study. So people have the option to participate in both studies or just one. So yeah, I have successfully conducted interviews with the VIP people using online conferencing applications. And we had a great discussion. However, I'm looking for more people to join in.
And what do people have to do for the research itself?
Well, I'm working on two research studies. Both were designed in collaboration with the Sheffield Royal Society for the Blind, and both successfully met the ethical criteria outlined by the University of Sheffield Research Ethics Committee. So in the first study, participants will be asked to share their screen, access Amazon website, and perform some of the online shopping activities, and then they will be asked to join in a follow-up interview. And then in the second study, they will be asked questions around their shopping experience and their recommendation on how to enhance the online shopping experience for the visually impaired and blind community.
And in the research you've done so far, what's been some of the most common problems that blind and partially sighted people have had when buying clothes online?
Well, that's an important question. Well, actually, this question is part of the project I'm working on. From the research I've done, some of the main issues that arose were around the accessibility limitations, lack of clothing description, as well as ambiguity in describing some of the clothing aspect. So there are a lot of holes need to be discovered, and I'm extremely excited to talk to the VIB community and explore the issue in a wider context.
And there's lots of work to be done by the sounds of it. What are you hoping that some of the outcomes of the research will help with?
With support from the VIB community, I'm hoping to produce an effective system to enhance the online shopping experience and to shed some light into the importance of considering VIP people requirements and need in online shopping malls.
And if people are interested in taking part in the project, how can they apply?
Well, they can contact me by email. So my email address is asallukmani1@sheffield.ac.uk.
That's great. And what's your background? What's your interest in the VI field?
I've seen several articles and blogs written by VIP people on the accessibility limitation, as well as the difficulties of clothing shopping online. I've also explored some of the online shopping websites, and unfortunately, I found most of the online shopping websites were developed with the assumption that all users have the visual abilities. So, yeah, I'm extremely interested to work in this specific area.
And what's the PhD that you're working towards at the moment?
I'm working on a whole project that involves the VIB community in the first stage, and then develop and leverage the machine learning techniques to help the community, and then recruit the assistance system by collaborating again with the community.
Well, we wish you the very best of luck with the research project, and I'm sure it'll help a lot of people in the future. Amna Alakmani, thanks for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you.